And I'm inviting my wife, Jo, to come back up to the front of church. You may remember that a couple of weeks ago, if you were here, Paul, our vicar, interviewed Alison about the daily practice of prayer and Bible study she maintains and how she manages to do this in the context of a busy week. Jo, we'll share the same mic. I think that we're married, okay. We can do that. Given that I'm married to Jo, actually, and we live in the same house, I'm in a position to know that she maintains a similar practice. So broadly speaking, I kind of know how she does that. So I want to ask you a different question, which is not how, but ask you a different question. Why do you maintain that daily practice? For what purpose do you do it?
Big deep breath, I think, at this moment. I was just going to ask the people who are doing the slides, could you go back to that faithful one song? Because that last verse that we sang, that last little bit, the second page, that is why I maintain that. I have found that God is who he claims to be. He is compassionate. He is gracious. He is slow to anger. And he is abounding in love and faithfulness. He's not a distant, uncaring God, but he's someone who seeks relationship with me and with you, with all of us, and he walks with us through life. And life isn't always easy, and I've had a share of some tough times, and I've often felt alone, and I've often wondered where God is. And there have been times when I have thought, shall I just chuck this all in? Like, just give up with God? But actually, he has stuck with me, and I have found him to be the faithful one, the rock. And I have seen more and more that God is the one who cares, who understands, and who weeps with us.
So linking that into our sermon series on the spirituality for dark times, do you want to say any more about how these daily practices help you navigate dark and challenging times?
This is quite difficult, isn't it, standing here? I think the spiritual practices that I've used and exercised have been different at different times. But what I have found really helpful over the last 3 years or so is actually meeting with a spiritual accompanier. Now, they are available in Canterbury. I actually live in Rochester Diocese a lot of the time, so I have someone in Rochester. But it's meant meeting regularly with someone who has helped me to reflect on what God is doing in my life and helped me to look at the situations I face. And one of the things that I found really hard in my life was about 8-9 years ago when my mum died, after having had dementia for about 11 years. And there were various other difficult things going on in our lives at the time. And when she died, having not known who I was for quite a long time, I really struggled, and I was in a very pressured job. And in fact, I ended up having to take a year off work with stress-related anxiety. And I've always found that quite difficult, and I didn't really understand where God was in all of that. And then my dad died, and I sat with him for the last 4 days of his life. And during this last couple of years, as I've learned to walk with Jesus a bit more and look at the gospel and see how he treated people, I've been encouraged to look back and imagine Jesus beside me. And there was one day in particular that I was a little bit overwhelmed, to be honest, but I imagined Jesus being with me as I visited my mum in that care home week after week after week. And it was a very emotional time, but Jesus basically assured me then that he had been with me throughout all of that, and that when I wasn't there holding my mum's hand, he was there holding my mum's hand. And that was the beginning of some healing for me of some of those hard times. And then, not many of you know that my brother died just before Christmas, about 10 days before Christmas. It was very sudden. It was totally shocking. We had no advance warning. And it's been really hard, and it's been a lot of tears. But what has been good is to know that Jesus is sitting there with me as I cry. I don't say a lot when I pray these days. I quite often just sit. It's about relationship. It's about being there with God and knowing that he is there with me. I don't ask a lot. I just sit there. And through that, I have been able, I think through God's power, to sit with my sister-in-law, who is completely broken. I have been out and spent days with her, just sitting with her really quietly, and I've only been able to do that through God's power, because he has met with me and enabled me. So I don't know if that answered your question, Colin.
Thank you so much.
Can I sit down now?
You can. I guess we all heard, it's not easy. It's so encouraging as well, though, to hear what you said, and I guess that's why we have these occasional interviews at church, to encourage and to be encouraged.